Hey gang, pre-show here for Monday, August 4th, and I'll be flying back into California today, arriving about, I don't know, whenever I arrive, but I'll be getting back in time to get a show together, a new show in California for Tuesday. Thanks to everybody for contributing while I was in Florida over the week, you know, hitting us up on the Facebook page. I want to let you guys know that on our Facebook page, as well as on Twitter and elsewhere, I want to let you know that we are starting a news feed soon on the website. So much of what you see me posting on social media, like Facebook, like the BSP's page, like the Phil Hendry fans page, much of that you'll also be seeing, or exclusively seeing, on the website. That's what we used to have on our website back in the day. Some of you guys may remember back 5-6 years ago, we had a great news feed on our website, and we were able to update you on all kinds of things each and every day there, and that kind of went away with the redesign. We're going to bring that back, not in exactly the same form that it was in, but it's going to come back as individual posts, hopefully very soon, man. I got to kind of get up to speed on using the blogging aspect to our website. We still have some things that are going on behind the scenes that I can't tell you anything about, and I probably shouldn't even bring that stuff up, but it's exciting to know that we have this stuff working. I want you guys to know that we have things going on other than the podcast and the website, and hopefully that they're going to be involving you and, you know, be a part of your entertainment landscape, because I know you guys have, as they like to say in showbiz, you have a great many entertainment choices. We appreciate you choosing us for whatever small part of that it is. Here's a review for you, and Bobby Dooley, I just glanced over at Bobby's Twitter feed. She said the same thing. She said it stank. Just watched, Jackie and I just spent, we spent about 2-3 days watching all 7 episodes of Midnight Mass. And first of all, I want to mention Hamish Linklater, who plays the young priest, Father Pruitt. Great. What a great actor. What a committed actor. Great character. Really brought it to life. I was raised Catholic, and he reminded me, the character he played reminded me an awful lot of the young priests that you met as a, you know, kid in school and later in high school. We had Christian brothers when I went to LaSalle High. Really earnest young priest. He was terrific. The story, which I will not go into in any great detail, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Watch it. The story begins interestingly enough, but like so many horror movies, and it is basically a horror film, a horror presentation. Like so many, it tries to do way too much. We're not just dealing with one aspect of the supernatural. We have to also deal with certain areas of real life and how that may mix and mingle with the supernatural, no matter how ridiculous. There's a lot of stereotypical bad guy stuff happening in it, and there's a lot of stereotypical by-the-numbers acting. So I know a lot of you guys are going to be hearing about Midnight Mass, or you already have. And you probably have noticed it's gotten a very good rating. It's gotten like a 7.9 on IMDb. User ratings for it have been pretty good. I thought it was just a piece of shit because it disappointed me so much in terms of its ability to follow through logically and make goddamn sense as it's telling you this story. Now, you know, I think I'm a guy that lays it on. You know, if I see something good, man, I'll tell you about it. Okay, I thought this thing was really good. You should really watch this, you know. And so I don't like to be gratuitous, you know what I mean? So many people are really happy to just shit all over something. And if I do that, I try to do it in a funny way, but just being the pre-show. But this thing, this Midnight Mass, what a freaking disappointing thing. And it was like The Ring. Same thing with The Ring, you know. When I watched The Ring, I watched The Ring after everybody said it was so great, and The Ring turned out to be such a disappointment to me. Maybe I expect too much when it comes to movies, but that's just my 2 cents. 7 episodes of Midnight Mass, and with the exception of Hamish Linklater, and with one or two other performances, but nothing really consistent. It just like blew, you know, all kinds of mammal life. All right, I probably shouldn't have said that, but we just got done here watching it, and you know, I hope nobody's listening that was in it. It's probably not fair of me to say these things. Just remember, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, ultimately, the only thing I know how to do is to do funny voices and occasionally make people laugh. The rest of my shit is just that shite. Shite. Okay, that is our pre-show. Stay tuned for today's encore presentation of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.